Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you care where your food comes from, you'll love the American Family Farmer podcast. Just visit AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com and press play, or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Fast the hour, it's the DJ V Show. I'm the V. I'm Victoria Keelan with Doug Steffen and Jennifer Horn. And hi. That's Jennifer Horn's voice. The lovely and talented Jennifer Horn.
So I'm guessing we're having some technical problems.
Yeah, we're in the midst of a tech meltdown with Doug.
Which it seems kind of funny because ever since Doug has like done upgrades to his studio, things have started to fail miserably. And I feel like that's what we can all identify with right now, right? There's a lot of stuff that's dividing people politically and everybody's all cranked up. But one thing you can always agree on is that when you have the cable company out, there's always going to be some sort of problem. Any upgrade to anything, a new TV, new phone, new internet, it always seems to go bad. So we're working on that right now. In the meantime, lots of stuff going on. There are recounts underway in Georgia. There are lawsuits being filed by the Trump administration. And meanwhile, Joe Biden is looking to put together his transition team. And I wanted to get your take on this because you probably know Victoria and I come from different political perspectives. We love each other. But we definitely consider things differently. And I thought it was interesting to see that the chief of staff that was put into place by Joe Biden is someone he worked with in the Obama administration who oversaw some of the response to Ebola, which I don't take issue with. But one of the suggestions being made by Joe Biden and some of his new appointees is that he consider a 4 to 6 week lockdown again, which there's fatigue. Whether we think it's right or wrong or we should just suck it up, there is fatigue. Everybody's tired of being locked down. It's been almost a year that we've been in some mode of quarantine or lockdown, depending on the state that you're in. And I'm curious to know just what you think about the possibility, at least being floated, of a 4 to 6 week shutdown as Biden would take office in January.
I mean, I don't know what that I know that there was a lot of fear of, you know, a national mask mandate. There is no mandate that's coming. It's just going to be a strong suggestion. I'm in New Jersey. We just started a new lockdown phase. We're used to this at this point. They've traced bartenders in New Jersey. They've done the contact tracing, and there are huge clusters of bartenders with the virus. So it shows basically that, you know, people sitting at a bar or at a bar situation, even when they have the seats spaced out 6 feet apart or whatever, didn't work. So restaurants are now back to, you know, indoor dining is 25% capacity, and bars are now shut down. So you can't sit at the bar, whether you're going to a bar itself or a restaurant that has a bar. I mean, we're just, you know, at this point, I'm looking at the COVID tracking project map, which is sort of like the gold standard that comes from, it pulls data from every state department of every state. And so there isn't a single state where the virus is decreasing. I'm in New Jersey, and New Jersey, Vermont, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, and Maine for the entire, the New England area, mid-Atlantic to New England area, we're in the worst category. We're in the rapidly increasing category. New York, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Maryland, and Virginia are in the slightly increasing category. But then, you know, as you move west on the map, Nevada is spiking in cases. That's in brown, you know, color coordinating here. It's in black is the worst, brown is second best.
It really picks some depressing colors, actually.
It's very depressing.
They want you to be depressed. They want it to be depressing.
But, well, I, they, I don't know. But, well, and maybe it
makes
depressing.
The message easier.
We have now 67,000 people are hospitalized right now with COVID. So it's the worst hospitalization that we've ever had, and this is the worst number of cases. We're at basically 120,000 cases a day now are turning up. So
now the theme can you hear me? Is my mic on?
Yeah. You're saying.
Okay. Right. So the theme of Chicago Med this week, as they came back into circulation, was all about COVID and having cases and what they're doing with them and who's dying and that sort of thing. That was the theme. Apparently, behind the scenes, a lot of the members of the staff and crew and the stars have got COVID as a result of something. And they all shoot in Chicago. They do like they do in New York with all the Dick Wolf shows they have. They took over that big warehouse at Chelsea Pier, and they rebuilt it and made it studios. And that's what they did with a huge warehouse in Chicago. So all of the shows, whether it be Chicago Med, Chicago Fire, Chicago PD, are all shot. The interior of all of the various shows is shot in the same big warehouse. So one got to wonder whether this thing is going to spread around, and will that be an interesting example of how this thing can go from person to person?
It just spreads so rapidly. You know, I mean, election night, some people from the Trump party who are at his election night party, you know, they have it now. It spreads so fast.
Restaurants, gyms, hotels, churches, 80% of the infections are coming from those places.
Yeah.
So instead of doing a general shutdown of everything, can we shut down? I mean, how do we select? Restaurants are the most vulnerable to being able to survive or not, because it's the toughest of the businesses. Do you shut down gyms? You shut down hotels? Shut them all down? And then hope in a week or two or three that things change?
Well, the interesting thing about open in Los Angeles since March. I mean, they were open for like 2 weeks during the summer, and they were closed down again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if 4 to 6. So I guess my point is this. We are already, because I live in California, where we haven't really ever been opened up. But we're still seeing cases rise. So it's hard to argue that the shutdown is working in my mind, and that it's causing a worse problem to the economy. So I guess the story today is that Dr. Michael Osterholm, who's an advisor to Joe Biden on his coronavirus team, is saying we need to shut the economy down nationally, do a lockdown, is what he called it, for 4 to 6 weeks.
Is this the guy who has just written a book about, excuse me, that people shouldn't live beyond 75?
Killing
this
all
the same guy?
No, this is a different one. So he's got that person. He also has Zeke Emanuel, who's Rahm Emanuel's brother, on his task force. And so
He's the guy that wrote the book that suggests that people should be allowed to die when they're 75. There's a new, I'm going to send you the link. There's a new book out, this guy, Emanuel, has written. He's in Pennsylvania.
He even said that the vaccine shouldn't go to people over 75.
Don't help anybody over 75.
Joe Biden is way over 75.
Right. I wonder how they get away with that. Exactly. Right. Yeah.
So that's to be dealt with. I don't understand the point of the book.
The book is basically a primer on who should live and who should die, and under what circumstances should people be given what do they call the care, ultimate care, but it's not called extreme, whatever it is.
It's like palliative care instead of...
Yeah, right. Don't expect to get government help if you want to live over 75, you're on your own. That's basically the premise of the book. So you can imagine how that's going to go over. And again,
he's an oncologist, so there must be some other angle to this. Because
that's Michael, what's his face, that you're looking up.
Ezekiel Emanuel.
I don't think it's Ezekiel Emanuel that wrote the book. It's someone else on the task force that did it. I wish I could remember his name. I'll look it up right now. Hang on.
Anyway,
you guys chat amongst yourselves.
The COVID cases that we're talking about, that we're seeing in the data, again, coming pretty much from the same sources, researchers track movements in restaurants, cafes, grocery stores, gyms, hotels, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Infections are happening very unevenly, so says the data and the study. Models, according to them, predict that one visit to a grocery store is twice as dangerous for a lower-income person than it is for an upper-income person.
Oh, you're right. It is Ezekiel Emanuel, by the way. You were absolutely right. Yeah, no, you're right. I thought it was another one on the task force.
No.
So, yeah,
uh-huh.
It is him.
No.
Yep.
So, anyway, that's another. We need to talk about that separately from this COVID discussion. The new CDC study about the effectiveness of wearing a face mask. excuse me, say it again, Doug. A face mask. Mask, hello. Try it three times, Doug. A face mask. This is really this has always been in my mind, in my wheelhouse, the way the benefits of wearing a mask far exceed anything else that anybody does under any other circumstance.
Yeah, it's just more and more studies are showing it is
right.
The number one thing you can do. Besides washing your hands, it's the number one thing you
Closing
can do.
Closing down stores doesn't do it. If you have a store or a restaurant and you maintain, and that's what happens around here, you can't go into any place around here without a mask on. And if you
right.
do, they'll throw you out.
Yeah,
and that's the way it ought to
yeah.
be. That's the way that multiple layers of cloth, that one micron that Jack Stockwell talked about, the virus itself measures one micron. So you need to have a mask, not 10 microns or whatever. So food for thought, 17 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit merrilledge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fetter, and Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured, are not bank guaranteed, and may lose value.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You can save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Saving based on quick loans, internal data, voice and keys may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Keep pause the letter. License is office. Safe and LSC. Access at number 330.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
Charlie's management team is currently a team of one.
Yeah, I got a meeting, but you keep up the good work. Can you fix that display for me? Did Steve show up today?
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Various podcasts that come from my creative mind and my staff's creative mind. The Good Day Health Show, Dr. Ken Kronhaus and Dr. Jack Stockwell every week. Ken's latest Good Day Health podcast focuses on our negativity and what the negative mindset does to our physical being. It was pretty, it's a reach for Ken to go to the spirit mind body connection, but he does it effectively. So if you want to see if you can get yourself out of that negative mode, listen to Ken. GoodDayHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hood Ring from Britney Spears. As we get started in this hour's Focus on Music, it's Britney Spears and the judge and the whole business about conservatorship. According to her attorney, Britney Spears is afraid of her father, father's name is Jamie, and refuses to perform so long as he continues to have control of her career. So this is all playing out in L.A., it looks like, Jennifer. And, of course, there she's lived in L.A. for quite a
Doesn't
long time.
Doesn't she live in Vegas? She did, but I don't know that she's... I know she was living
she's
both in Vegas and in Calabasas. No, she lives up in, like, the Kardashian
now
land now, I think.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's where her boys are, and that's where they go to school. So I don't know where we see her on Instagram. I thought it was L.A. just by looking outside. It looks like it's L.A., but I don't know. I know she has double residence, though.
So her attorney said that she's a high-functioning conservatee.
Which is weird, because the last time he made a statement about her mental capacity, he said that she was basically, like, comatose and that she wasn't capable of signing legal documents. Right. So I guess he's changed his tune. I don't know. This is a very strange case.
It's a weird story.
It's weird.
So who do we believe, I guess, is the question.
None of them.
Well,
I don't believe any of them.
Her mother weighed in on this, Lynn Spears, she's divorced from Jamie. She said that the relationship between Britney and the father is toxic. Literally, like, she actually said toxic, which is hilarious because that's Britney's biggest hit. But she said it's toxic, and she said that, you know, they just don't communicate. So, I don't know. This is just sort of falling apart.
Why isn't she the conservator, then?
Exactly. I don't know. Why
so, once again, where are her children? Are they with Federline?
And dad. Yeah.
Full-time with Federline.
Yeah. That's a reality show.
Could be their reality show.
Checking him out. I never
Full-time with
me.
Federline.
All right, 25 change at the hour on the DJV program. Chaim.
Chaim. The band Chaim.
I was going to do Lockheim.
Oh, boy.
Chaim. So I don't know. Why don't you take this, Victoria?
Three sisters, Chaim. They're a band.
Say hi. Yeah.
They're they've become increasingly popular. This is a new sound for them. This is a new song called Feel the Thunder. It's on an animated kids movie called The Croods, a new age. And so this is something that was new for them. They're they're more like
all right,
pop.
Hold on
and
a sec. We're having such fun with our microphones today.
I know. Everybody's I punched like, my oh, by accident.
Sorry. I just moved
mine
to scratch
work.
My nose.
Falling off.
I was going to sneeze.
Hello. Ding, ding,
ding. Look, yeah, my ears are bleeding. My ears are literally
oh, you guys. It's going to be fine. Hello.
All right, let's go. Keep going.
So anyway, so this is from a new animated movie called The Croods, A New Age. And so the three sisters in Haim have done this new song, and it's very Guns N' Roses, and it's kind of a new way of them recording. They said that it was live-sounding drums. And
I wonder what can't encapsulate your preferences, because I'm not sure I really understand your musical preferences. You all know what mine are. We pretty much know what Jennifer's are. Are yours as broad as they seem to be? You seem to have more knowledge or connection to Jennifer is pretty much country. I'm moldy, oldy, goody goldies from my rusty rack of wrinkled records. Yours seems to be very eclectic. Am I right there?
I think that's probably true, yeah. I like everything from opera to
But you don't like the music I like. You don't like everything because you don't like it when I do the Throwback Thursday with music from the 60s.
That's not true. Some of the songs are terrible on Throwback Thursday. But
really?
Some of the songs are awful. But it's not all the time. I like a lot of different things. But, you know, those are charts. Those are not, like, your picks when we do Throwback Thursday.
No, it's
those,
a top
those are
five
just
the, from
whatever was on the chart
week.
That year.
Like
well,
this
if you take
66 and
right,
Devil with a Blue Dress on.
Right. So if you take, but if you take whatever's on the charts right now, of the top five songs, I'm guaranteed to probably hate three of the five.
Really? And I wouldn't like any of them, probably, right?
Maybe, yeah.
Okay.
But yes, I do have eclectic taste.
Three out of five ain't bad. It was, maybe that's the slogan to hold on to. All right, so there's Haim. Haim? Haim. Haim.
Haim.
Haim. Haim at 28
stop with the
Haim.
It's just Haim.
I'm leaving now.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Companionship in the golden years. You know, while people of all ages derive wonderful rewards from dog ownership, senior citizens derive special benefits. Dogs provide loving, full-time companionship when friends and family are no longer around. The responsibility of dog ownership gives seniors a reason to get up and dress in the morning to feed and walk their canine companions. And for those older people who do not have the energy to run after a potty train or a frisky little puppy, an older dog is the ideal solution. Generally less likely to be adopted anyway than more than puppies, younger dogs always find a home. Older senior citizens can think about adopting those older senior dogs. Give them a home that they normally wouldn't have. You know, we all know now that seniors living with pets take less medication, have less stress, and lower blood pressure, and it also helps them meet new people. So if there's a senior in your life that perhaps seems a little lonely, maybe the best thing you can do is take him to the local shelter, let him meet a senior dog, and go home together. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Now at Lowe's, we're saying thanks to our pros in more ways than ever before during our Provember event. We have deals on the brands you trust, like DeWalt, Spyder, and Metabo HPT. We also have credit options you won't want to miss. Plus, for 5 days only, November 9th through the 13th, bring in an old bucket from one of our competitors and get a brand new 5-gallon Lowe's branded bucket free. Just one more reason why we're the new home for pros. Limit one bucket per customer while supplies last. U.S. only.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick loans, internal data, voice and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and LLSConsumerAccess.org number 33.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After President Trump accused Dominion voting machines of deleting some 2.7 million votes for him in last week's election, the Texas Attorney General, Ken Paxton, tells Newsmax, there's a reason Texas rejected Dominion voting machines.
Well, we tested this, I think, three different times, from 2012 until more recently, and each time we found system failures, hardware and software, and we discovered that these systems were subject to different types of unauthorized manipulation. them and potential fraud. So there is a reason that Texas rejected these. We didn't do it arbitrarily. We did it because we knew that these were unreliable systems. We didn't want to trust them. We didn't want to be in the same situation that some of these other states are in now, where we're questioning the results. So we clearly believe that this was a fraud.
Ada, the storm that crisscrossed the Gulf is now heading out to sea towards the North Atlantic. Thursday in North Carolina, at least 7 deaths were blamed on the weather. USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Thursday Night Football puts the Colts in first place in the AFC South. Indy went into Nashville, taking down the Titans 34-17. Colts quarterback Phillip Rivers tells NFL Network it was a game of two halves.
Yeah, it was a huge win, especially coming off last week, not getting it done against the Ravens, going into this division road game. But we all felt good at halftime. They didn't slow us down in the first half. We got the three right before the half. Felt like if we drove and scored to start the half, that we would, to take the lead. We obviously get stopped on fourth and goal after about a 9-minute drive, but defense came up with some huge stops, obviously get the blocked punt for a touchdown, and then we were efficient on offense all day long.
Next week, the Colts will host the Green Bay Packers. COVID-19 has issued problems for Ivy League teams. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
As positive coronavirus tests have postponed a number of college football games this weekend, one conference is canceling all sports for the next several months. The Ivy League announced Thursday that all winter sports would be canceled, shelving men's and women's basketball, wrestling, indoor track and field, swimming, and fencing. The league also postponed the start of spring sports until the end of February and won't conduct previously canceled fall sports during the spring semester. The Ivy League was the first college conference to start canceling its sports calendar when the pandemic began back in March. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Ivy League consists of 8 schools that were once known as the Ancient Eight, with Harvard University dating back to 1636. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's 34 after the hour here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. The thing that's, let me see if I can adjust that. You got it all right now? Mic's okay? Does that sound all right to everybody?
Yep. Now you
okay.
Sound good.
All right.
A little behind the scenes here.
I know. We're trying to figure all of this stuff out. Bob, if you're listening, I need you to make a trip to Framingham today. I'm going to figure this all out. Meanwhile, here's one of the most, I was talking earlier about how there has never been any money that defense contractors wanted to build things that has been refused by the federal government. Never. So now comes news from the Appropriations Committee that public broadcasting is going to get about $500 million from the taxpayer in their budget. And I have talked about this sort of repeatedly, not hopefully distracting, but it's one of my pet peeves because of the situation we find ourselves in. $500 million we'd be using to help the veterans that we're using instead to help broadcasters who don't need a red penny. The way public broadcasting works, whether it's radio or television, the begathons raise millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars to operate. the if you're familiar with the term feather bedding, ladies, do you know that term, Jennifer, Victoria? Do you know the term feather bedding? What that means, what it's
I've
applied
heard
to.
It, but I don't know
yeah,
what it means.
I don't use it
feather
a lot.
Bedding started pocket, to be, it was applied right? to the railroads at first because the unions would so overdo, you had to have one guy to turn the light switch on, another guy to turn the wheel on the brake, another guy to hit the accelerator, and it was because they required the different jobs to be done by different people instead of one person being able to do all of the jobs. So what's happened in radio and television in the public sector, i.e. CPR, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, or the National Public Radio, which is usually that's the radio side of public broadcasting, they get hundreds of millions of dollars every year. They have so overstaffed. If you listen to one, just listen to one NPR program. There are, at least in Jennifer, maybe this, well, you both, I mean, certainly Victoria, you've been around. You saw how things were at Sirius before you came here and at the New York radio station where you worked, wherever you've been, mm-hmm. you know what it takes to actually run a program or to run a station or to run a network. And so what happens at PBR, the public broadcasting radio folks, they have producers, directors, they have behind-the-scenes people ad nauseum. It takes them, I figured it out, because I went to public radio once with a partner of mine at the time to do a version on the public radio of the talk radio countdown show that I do with Michael Harrison. And when I went and sat in the president's office, I can't remember the guy's name, I can remember what he looked like. I sat and I said, we can produce this program for $1.3 million a year. And he looked at me because it was 25% of what they spend to produce a similar 1 hour show. So we would save them 75% over what they normally budget to do a radio program. One of the 1 hour, those weekend shows like Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me and, that kind of stuff. What they do every week, they have singular hosts that they pay a salary to and all these other people. And so I said to the guy, well, we're going to do this less expensively and it'll be a, be a good feather in your cap to have something. No, you don't belong to our club. And that's literally, he looked at me, that was where his exact words, you don't belong to this club, which
well,
meant.
If you operate efficiently, then you're not going to make
right.
them any money.
Exactly.
That's the club, right?
So, yeah. So the point of my telling you the story is to go back again to veterans that are getting screwed by the federal government. Your tax dollars going to public broadcasting is an unbelievable waste of money. I'm not telling you that it's that public broadcasting isn't great, because it is. I think a lot of some of the great radio shows, great television shows, but they don't need this money. And they continue to convince Congress to spend hundreds of millions of dollars every year. And frankly, more Democrats than Republicans say, oh, if we don't do that. I remember when Hillary, when they were running, when she was, I don't remember what her job was at the time. I think she was in the Senate. And the budget, the Appropriations Committee said, we're going to cut the budget down to $100 million. She said, oh, no, you're going to kill Barney. No, you can't do that. It's the most god-awful, ridiculous, stupid thing that you could come up with. It is asinine that we as taxpayers are giving $500 million a year to these puffed-out phonies that run PBR, public broadcasting, versus helping veterans. It is preposterous, outrageous, and yet it continues. And I bet there isn't one person listening right now who will pick up the phone or send an email to his or her congressman and say, I don't approve of your voting for $500 million to give to public broadcasting. I wonder if there's one person listening, or two or three or four or a dozen, who would have the chutzpah to send a note to his or her congressman, and what good would it do unless there was a landslide of 100,000 people sending a note to their congressman. This is the kind of waste, fraud, and abuse that we have all through government. But to give this money to public broadcasting is a damnable outrage. So I've had my piece with that. It really is way over the top.
I agree with you. And I have to tell you, the more I've been investigating some of these claims of voter fraud and irregularities and The longer you do this, and when you start going down rabbit holes, you realize that all of us are being played.
We really are.
And we've all been turned against each other because it's Trump versus Biden and Republicans versus Democrats. Don't give
control.
Give anybody an inch. And when you
and you know what else, Jennifer?
And who's profiting?
The pandemic disruptions have also created that same thing. And as I said very much in the beginning when this thing fell apart and we had people dying and then everything was shutting down and we got to stop the world. They didn't know what the ramifications were going to be. So I guess I understand a little bit of as to why it was done at the beginning. But to keep it going on when you look at the numbers, and I don't mean to sound like I'm not a cruel, horrible person that wants to see people die, but at what point, I have a friend who runs one of the oldest restaurants in Framingham, went to school with me, family place, been in business for 85 years. He's going to have to sell his restaurant because he cannot make it under the circumstances. Okay. He cannot get his clientele to come back. And this is one of the most well-known and successful restaurants in my town. They're going to have to close it because his whole life, his father's life, his grandfather's life, all the things they built up in this restaurant are going up in smoke. Because
I would say, you know, people go, well, too bad. He had a nice life and he had a nice restaurant. But I'd say, what about the contribution to the community? And how many people, I mean, my dad's girlfriend is in the same situation.
Yep.
Same kind of
restaurant. You know, that's very, she's got an Italian restaurant, family restaurant in a community that's buzzing and she can't make it. This guy
can't
make it.
And she's struggling because she's had people who've worked for her for 20, 30 years that she's like, oh my gosh, how do I keep them going? How do I, you know, because you're responsible. When you're an employer, you're responsible for your employees' well-being. And it's extremely difficult to make decisions that benefit everybody.
We're being
played. It's a tough time. It really is.
We're being
played. Don't try. And the sad thing is the news media is so complicit in it. They're playing along on people's fears
really
and on their division. So
because
we're getting brainwashed to think we all hate each other.
It's not in their best interest to screw over. I mean, they are losing advertisers left and right because they can't stay in business. So if they're just a practical side of the news media and what really is going on here, they're basically screwing themselves. I see it's interesting, all kinds of speculation over Alex Trebek's replacement, the host of Jeopardy, the fact that Ken Jennings is very popular with fans, Anderson Cooper is being mentioned, as we said, I think yesterday, the day before, Stephanopoulos is being considered. Anderson Cooper, although very arrogant, he's pretty smart. He might not be bad. For this.
I wouldn't watch it ever again if it were Anderson.
No, because he's too political.
I think we should honor
the questions
list
isn't political. I mean, whoever it is, it's not, you know, whatever.
Alex Trebek should be, he wrote a list. I think they should honor Alex by looking at
who's
the
on the list.
I think I told you it was, he joked about it being Betty White. He didn't name every person, but one of them was like the Kings play-by-play guy for the Los Angeles Kings. I guess he knows him personally, and I don't know. He wrote a whole list of people, and I think it has to be someone we don't know, because I think if it is someone we know,
I agree.
The story flips. So it needs to be someone who's a little lesser known, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see here. Howard Stern.
I mean, the people being tossed out are just, it's not going to be any of them.
It's
going to
come from left field. I think, you're right.
Or it'll be someone from the Jeopardy, you know, one of the champions. I think that makes a lot of sense.
But they're not tolerating you.
But you don't know about them. You don't know them.
Yeah, I know.
That's exactly what we're saying. It needs to be someone who we don't know.
Train them to be comfortable television. You know, one of the, really, the great secrets, if that's what it is, of Trebek is he fit. He was trained. His being was, he came from a television background and knew how to do television. The same as people like me and maybe you, I use myself as an example, or Limbaugh, some of the people that have been around for a long time that have been on the radio through thick and thin, disc jockeys and people who knew how to make folks comfortable listening to the formatics so they're not really focused on the formatics of how to do this. And I think that's the gift that Sajak brings. I mean, he's just so casual. Do you realize how, even if he is skunked every time they tape that stuff, or Trebek, do you realize how complicated it is to keep that stuff together as they move through all
of
it?
And
the other,
he's better
another,
drunk than most people are sober. I mean,
right.
I don't think he's
I mean, the other guy who's great at this is Bergeron. He is a master at doing, and you don't know it, you don't feel it, because he's so natural and so good at it. And he was trained from the boots up. He started as a radio kid at the same age I did when he was 17, and came along through radio and local television. He's a master of it. And that's what I think you got to have for a job like what Trebek did. I mean, the reason he got paid as much as he did is because he made it look so easy, because he was so good. And, I don't know. I think you're right. Maybe it'd be somebody from the business who isn't well known, because those guys weren't well known when they stepped into the seat. They made the program their own.
And I think that's what's cool. That's how they became the icon, right? And so
right.
I think that's why I support. I would like to see someone who we don't necessarily know, because I think it's part of the legacy.
Yep, sure is. Okay, 46 after the hour on the DJV program.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data. Wait, fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. Analyst consumer access. Number 33.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
Javier's auto body is colliding with a shortage of licensed techs.
That 2017 is waiting on a clear coat, that 09 needs its left rear sanded, pounded, and painted, and the guy over there is waiting on an estimate.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry. Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Questions for Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronhaus visits with us every week here on this program. He runs Lake Cardiology, which is a fabulous, it's like an episodic adventure when I go down there to visit him. The clinic is spread out, lots of experts, lots of expertise, lots of clinical areas, lots of equipment. It's kind of a fun place to go to get yourself checked out. You can't have access to Ken as well. You don't have to go there personally because of the new world order of telemedicine. So if you'd like to be in touch, either go visit with Ken, or if you'd like to have a visit on the Zoom, you call 352-735-1400 for an appointment there. That's 352-735-1400. Spend an hour with Ken, and you'll be very much, you'll be very satisfied. You'll be at ease, if you will. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, 352-735-1400. First question. Are patients going to be able to view their doctor's findings electronically? Apparently, there's some stuff floating around, Ken, this week that the opening of records is part of a new federal initiative to give patients easier access to their own health records. I thought we already had it. What do you know about records and what's available to the patient through those new, what do they call them, patient portals?
Yes, I'm hoping this is an old story, but we have had a patient portal for a number of years, going back to 2014, where you can, if you like, not everybody enjoys doing this, but if you have an internet connection, you go to a particular web address, put in your username and password, and you're connected to our patient portal. And most doctors' offices today have them. They're hopefully very well controlled, so your information is protected. And you can see much of your medical record in most patient portals that are at the cutting edge. They're, for many patients who enjoy technology, this is a very satisfying experience.
But if you don't enjoy technology, then how do you get this information?
Well, when you're in the office, you ask your physician or one of the assistants to just print out your records, and you own those records. You have every right to your records. They may charge you for that service, for that right, because there is some cost to printing them and blah, blah, blah. It should be a reasonable page charge. And most states, like in Florida, there is a customary charge for doing something like that set by the state, and it's a reasonable per page charge if you want things printed out the old-fashioned way.
Yep. All right. Next question has to do with the recommended daily consumption of whole eggs. Is it true that whole eggs will reduce your risk of heart disease and stroke?
Well, when you say whole
eggs... Remember, the reason I ask you that is because I can remember we, not necessarily you and I, but over the years, there certainly has been a lot of focus on eggs, too much cholesterol, you shouldn't eat them. It's kind of like coffee. Some people, one day it's good for you, next day it's not. Chocolate, so eggs. What's the story with eggs?
And the studies have changed and the recommendations have changed. And the bottom line is you have to look at the white, you have to look at the yolk. I wouldn't recommend more than one egg yolk a day. And depending on your heart history and your cholesterol, you know, anywhere between 3 to 6 egg yolks a week would make sense depending on the person.
3 to 6 egg yolks
a week, not more mm-hmm. than one per day.
So not whole eggs then.
Well, you can, on the day you want to eat the yolk, you can have the whole egg. And egg whites are different. There's no cholesterol in the egg whites. It's pure mm-hmm. protein. And then you just have to factor that into your daily protein. So egg whites, just protein. The issue with the egg yolk is it's a huge source of cholesterol. And you need some, but just don't overdo it.
Right. All right. The question about the studies on
and there
COVID.
Are unique proteins in the egg yolk that makes it a good healthy mm-hmm. thing to do. So don't stay away from them, just in moderation. Don't have more mm-hmm. than one a day.
All right. Here's a quick one because we only have a few seconds left. Daylight savings time. What does it do to us?
You broke up. I didn't hear what you said.
Daylight savings time. What does it do to us?
Oh, my gosh. Our internal hormones get confused, and I'm a big advocate. We should stay on one time for the whole year, 12 months a year. Pick the one you like. I like having an extra hour of sleep, but it just torses our internal clocks and puts stress on the body when we change. That's the key. Mm-hmm.
That's the key. All right, there's Dr. Ken. Questions for Dr. Ken. Doug Steffen here with Ken Kronhaus at 59 past the hour.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to 1 a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.